might have seen on social media lots of people posting pictures of themselves looking a lot older. It's linked to the Face App feature, which basically you upload a picture of yourself now into, and then it generates an image of what you might look like in, say, 30 or 40 years. But when we upload our pictures, do we realize what we are actually agreeing to? The internet safety expert, Wayne Denner, is with me. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Vinny.
I've seen loads of these pictures online. So people upload them. It makes them look like grandas and grannies, etc. It's all very funny and people find it quite amusing. But I wonder if people ever read the terms and conditions and are aware of what they are giving these apps permission to do.
That's the thing, Vinny. The app itself, using the AI technology, is extremely clever. And there's a completely, you know, fun aspect to using this type of technology and using this type of an app. The problem with it is the terms and conditions, and particularly in this app, I was horrified whenever I read the terms and conditions about the license that you're actually granting the creator or the platform to be able to use your images in the future. And that's the main concern. It's not to say, you know, don't use these apps or whatever. It's to be get people to start thinking about reading the terms and conditions of what they're actually signing up to and how their content can be used today, but also in the future.
So what are people agreeing to with FaceApp when you put your picture into their system?
Yeah, you put your picture into their system, and if you read their terms and conditions on the website, it's very, very interesting. In fact, actually, just to point out something, the terms and conditions aren't actually available when you go onto the mobile app. You can only actually view the privacy policy. You, in fact, need to go to the website to look at the in-depth terms policy. Now, they've laid it out quite well, and to be fair to the app, and not to be saying that they've actually laid out what they're going to do and how your content can be used. And what they've said is that you're granting them that perpetual non-inclusive or non-exclusive royalty-free worldwide license that effectively they can use their content or your content any way they want in the future. And you grant them that license whenever you sign up to the app, whenever you post your content online.
So you're putting your picture into their cloud or whatever you want to call it, and you're saying you can take this image and do what you want with it, never pay me any money. But what could, in theory, they actually use your images for? Could they sell them on, for example?
Well, that's as much as what they're saying in the terms on the website. They're saying that you grant them permission, a non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-license to license, use, produce, modify, and adapt, publish, create, and distribute your works in the future. That's effectively what it says.
So you're saying you can do what you want, you can make money, profit from these images. And I wonder then where there must be an age restriction or some kind of element there, because if you happen to be a minor using that app, if you're a child and you're uploading a picture of yourself, you know, can you agree to something like that legally?
Well, if we look at any of the social media platforms, for that matter, Vinny, it's very, very difficult. There's no age verification in place. So whether you're 13 or whether you're 19, the system really, really can't determine what age you are. Nobody really reads the terms and conditions, as we all know. I mean, very few of us will actually go in and look at Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and what actually we are agreeing to whenever
no.
we sign up to these platforms.
I don't think I've ever done it.
No, nobody does it, and that's the main problem, that's the main issue at the moment, and that's something that I'm pushing for the social media platforms to make the terms and conditions a little bit more easier and user-friendly for people to understand. Unless you go hunting for these terms and conditions, and unless you have a legal mind or you have somebody who understands the language within these terms and conditions, it's going to be very difficult for you to understand it. Thus, then, you are maybe potentially putting your privacy at risk.
Yeah, the developers and the owners of the app have been talking to BBC News Online, and in regards to keeping the images, they say we might store and upload a photo in the cloud. The main reason for that is performance. So basically, instead of you uploading the same photograph, they keep it in this cloud, this virtual cloud. They say most images are deleted from our servers within 48 hours from the upload. But again, that's most images, and you are, from the terms and conditions, you are agreeing for them to keep it and do what they want. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office, the ICO, told BBC News it was aware of stories raising concerns about FaceApp and it would be considering them. They say, we would advise people signing up to any app to check what will happen to their personal information and not provide any personal details until they are clear about how they will be used. But again, it comes back to what you've just said, Wayne. How few of us actually read those terms and conditions. We tick the box that says yes, and on we go.
Exactly it. And then if we want to opt out of something like this, it's very difficult to do it in the future. If you go to close down your account, it's virtually impossible to find somebody to actually do that. And if there's something in place there that says, oh, well, we need to retain your information for a period of time and then we'll close your account.
Yeah, we'll have to leave it at that. But Wayne Denner, thank you very much. That is it for us today. Shannon's up next. We're back tomorrow from 9, episode 4 of our Getting Away with Murder series. Until then, have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.